Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan with an update on Monday evening's regular school board meeting.
Well, the first meeting of the school year, we have a tradition of asking our new staff to come in, as many of them as can, and they introduce themselves, and we take a short little recess, and the board, talks to each one. Again, just an opportunity for the board to meet our new people and welcome them to the Medford School District. We followed that up with a presentation from Findorf, PRA, and also Baird was there. Baird talked about the district's financial situation, talked about looking into the future as we discuss the potential project or having some projects at the high school.
Does the Medford School District have any debt as of now?
Well, we do have some debt right now, but we will be out of that shortly. You know, that was part of the discussion. The other thing is that what the board heard last night from Baird and from Findorf is what the community sessions, and I'll get to the dates on those and remind people, but it's really was a prelude to that. It was, let's do our presentation to the board, both from Baird and from Findorf and PRA, and then we're going to do these out in the community. So we wanted the board to see it first, to hear it first. And they talk about things like that. They talk about the district's debt. They talk about when that'll be paid off. They talk about, you know, our mill rate now and compare it to other districts. And then, you know, Findorf, like they'll do at the community sessions last night, will go over what their report is after going through the high school and doing an assessment of it from top to bottom. We look forward to hearing and seeing people attend the community sessions because we really want, and it'll be an opportunity for you to get information, but also an opportunity for you to give feedback, to answer questions about the future of the high school, to, of course, ask your questions and get them answered. It won't be just a sit and get. You won't just be given information. The night will be set up in order to get some back and forth, some discussion with the community members that are there. Those community sessions start in October. October 16th, we have one from 10 to 11:30. And then we have one October 21st from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And then we have one October 23rd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. All of them are held at the high school. So, again, we really hope we can get people there. We varied the days and the times. We need input. The board, you know, needs input from the community on what we should be doing with the high school moving forward. The other thing that the board spent a lot of time talking about, we had Spectrum there. They're our insurance broker. They have recommended that we go out for bid for our insurance carrier. Currently, we're with Security Health. They are indicating to us pretty close to a 10% increase. So with that information, that early, you know, early speculation that the increase will be at least 10% or close to that, we are going to go out to bid. That's where we are right now. The bids are due on October 4th from any other insurance carrier out there interested in the school district's business. They're due on the 4th. So what the board did also last night was set up a special board meeting on October 15th. That's at 6 o'clock. And at that time, the board will be presented with all the bids. And they'll be educated on the differences between the bids and, you know, the comparisons. And then the idea is that on October 28th, which is our scheduled annual meeting and also just a regular school board meeting, the board will make a decision. Are we going to stay with Security? And if so, what is the increase? Or are we going to switch carriers? We need to get that done again by the end of October because the new health insurance year starts January 1st. And if there is a switch, we need some time to get our employees up to speed on the new carrier. We talked about the back-to-school changes that we've had as far as safety procedures. The principals talked about how it is now living in the new world where the doors are locked, people have to buzz in. We're finding things are going fairly smooth, but it does make for a lot busier office. when, you know, the office staff is already doing their normal business, day-to-day business, but every time that buzzer rings, they're having to address that. They're having to look to see who's out there and then buzz them in. The board had an update on the finance committee, which was held right before the board meeting, and really that finance committee meeting was mostly about the health insurance and the fact that the district is going out to bid at this point. But again, I really hope that we get a good showing at all of our informational sessions. The board does need direction from the community. What do you want us to do, if anything at all, with that high school? It is 51 years old, and the board does feel that we need to have this discussion. So please try to make one of those meetings.
Our thanks to Pat Sullivan, Medford School District Superintendent.